This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
You're tuned into Radio Hawke's Bay and you're listening to Country with Rita. Today I'd like to start off with a lovely song called How Could I Love Her So Much? It's sung by Johnny Rodriguez, who was born in 1951 in Texas. In 1969, at age 18, he ended up in jail for an unpaid fine. He often sang in his cell and was overheard by a Texas ranger who was so impressed, he mentioned it to a promoter who then hired Johnny to perform at his local tourist attraction called the Alamo Village. During one of his sets in 1971, he came to the attention of country singers Tom T. Hall and Bobby Bear, who encouraged the young singer to go to Nashville. The 21-year-old singer arrived in Nashville with only a guitar in his hand and $14 in his pocket. Hall soon found work for Rodriguez, fronting his band as well as writing songs. The kindness that's shown there seems to have happened a lot with artists supporting newcomers and helping them achieve their dreams. The song is questioning how he could love someone so much and lose them. He meets up with the guy she left with, who tells the same story.
As I walked through the door and my eyes met the darkness, I saw him alone at the bar. I went over to him, said, "You may not know me, but I sure do know who you are. But don't worry, my anger was spent long ago, and only the memory remains. But Lord, how I suffer sometimes, I still wonder, and maybe now you can explain. Tell me, how could I love her so much and then lose her so quickly to someone like you? How did you know how to hold her and please her? How did you know what to do? After all of the time I spent learning to love her and be what she needed me to. I'll tell you a story that's sad but it's true. How I loved her and held her till some drifter stole her from me like I stole her from. I guess no one can order her heart like a soldier, a fortune, her love like wind. Still all I can think of is finding her true love and ask.
Next we have George Jones with The Race Is On. George Jones first hit the charts in the 1950s and arguably became the king of country music singers. His songs of heartbreak, hard drinking, and hard living were echoed in his own life. As a kid, he sang for tips on the streets of nearby Beaumont. By age 24, he'd been married twice, served in the Marines, and was a veteran of the Texas honky-tonk circuit. On a recording session in 1955, producer Pappy Daly suggested he quit singing like his idols Lefty Frizzell and Hank Williams and to try singing like George Jones. The result was Why Baby Why, his first top five hit. This song, The Race Is On, was first recorded and released by George Jones in 1963. The lyrics suggest that love is a race and the singer is now heartbroken and out of the running. Someone else has won her over, leaving him in second place.
I feel tears welling up, calling deep inside, like my heart's from a big brain. And the stab of loneliness, short and painful, that I may never say. You might say that I was taking it hard when she wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that'll hide the sorrow when I'm a brick right down and ball. Well, the race is on, and here comes pride at the back steps. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back, and trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, who loves scratched for another sake. The race is on, and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. One day I adventured in love, never once suspecting what the final result would be. How I lived in fear, waking up each morning, thinking that you'd gone from me. Aching in vain in my heart, for the day was the one I hated to face. Somebody new came up to win her, I came out in second place. So now the race is on, and here comes pride at the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back and trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, through love's stress for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all.
Our next one is by Merle Haggard and it's called The Bottle Let Me Down. Merle Haggard was born in 1937 and had a really troubled life. By age 13, he was stealing, and in 1950, he was caught shoplifting and sent to a juvenile detention centre. His offending continued until 1958, when he was eventually sent to San Quentin Prison. While there, things happened that inspired him to turn his life around, and he earned a high school equivalent diploma and kept a steady job in the prison's textile plant. He also played for the prison's country music band. In 1960, he attended a Johnny Cash concert at the prison where Cash sang Folsom Prison Blues. This had a profound influence on Haggard, who, upon his release in 1960, set out to forge a career as a singer-songwriter. In 1972, after Haggard had become a country music star, the then Californian Governor Ronald Reagan granted him a full and unconditional pardon for his crimes. The Bottle Let Me Down, written by Merle Haggard, is a poignant country song that explores themes of heartbreak, loneliness, and dependency on alcohol as a coping mechanism. The singer is expressing a deep sense of sorrow and regret as he tries to cope with the memories of a lost love.
Each night I leave the bar room when it's over, not feeling any pain in the closing time. But tonight your memory found me much too sober.
keep you on my mind. He let me down. I let your memory come around. The one true friend I thought I'd found. Tonight the bottle, he let me down. All the way, darling.
Tuned into Radio Hawke's Bay and you're listening to Country with Rita. I hope some of you were line dancing around the kitchen with the great beat of that lovely song. Next one is by two of our New Zealand artists, Brendan Dogan and Jodie Vaughan. Country music in New Zealand burst wide open in 1980 with the TV series That's Country, and front and centre were Jodie Vaughan, Brendan Dogan and Gray Bartlett. Jodie and Brendan spent years touring up and down the country, playing to adoring crowds in venues big and small. They even had the opportunity to travel to Nashville and perform in the home of country music, a memory I am sure they both cherish. The song is called Midnight Flyer, and Gray Bartlett accompanies them on the guitar. I think the singer is just over everything and just wants to move on.
Run away. Every team of horses ain't enough to make me stay. So throw your rope at another gal and pull her down your way. Make her into someone to take the place of me. Make her every kind of fool you wanted me to be. Oh, midnight flyer, and she won't let you so fly.
Santa Fe, while I'm hitting on the San Antonio, while any town is where I'm bound, anywhere to get you home. While I do not think about me, never let it cross your mind, except when you hear that midnight lonesome whistle whine.
Love this one. It tells a really neat story about love that's stronger than fear of death, and it's by Marty Robbins. He was born back in 1925. Known professionally as Marty Robbins, he became one of the most popular and successful singers of country music, spanning from the late 1940s to the early 1980s. He was also an early outlaw country pioneer. El Paso is a Western ballad written and originally recorded by Marty Robbins and first released in 1959. It is widely considered a country classic for its gripping narrative, which ends in the death of the hero. The name of the character, Felina, was based upon a schoolmate of Robbins in the fifth grade, Fidelina Martinez. In 1998, the 1959 recording of El Paso by Marty Robbins was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. As I say, it's the story of love that is stronger than fear of death.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore.
My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Out through the back door of roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run, up on its back and away I did ride. Just as fast as I could from the West Texas town of El Paso back to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maiden. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me, tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso, I can see Rose's cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward, down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys, off to my left right a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me, I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my side. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for the leader is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle, I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and Felina good.
We're coming to my last song for today. I hope you've enjoyed the program and renewed some memories. If you would like to hear a country song, just give us a call at Radio Hawke's Bay on 8788710, and I'll be back next week, same time. Here's another song to keep you going if you're on your road. You never know what you might see. Franklin Delano Reeves, born in 1932, was an American country music singer best known for his girl-watching novelty songs of the 1960s, including today's song, Girl on the Billboard. Also, the Bells of Southern Belle. He is also known for his 1968 Truckers Anthem, Looking at the World Through a Windshield, which demonstrated he was capable of more than just novelty songs. He became one of the most successful male country singers of the 1960s, becoming a member of the Grand Ole Opry in 1966 and remaining a regular performer for 40 years until his death. The song was written by Hank Mills and Wayne Haynes, who was inspired to write the song one day when he was stuck in traffic in Nashville and saw a pretty girl in a swimsuit on a Coca-Cola billboard. Take care of each other and keep safe.
Who is the girl wearing nothing but a smile and towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway? Rolling down the highway in my Jimmy hauling freight from Chicago to St. Louis. Lord, I see her every day. Oh, a double-clutching weasel like me can hardly ever get a girl looking him that away. smiling like the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old house. Well, what a girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I bet it wouldn't take her very long to get gone if someone would pull a dirty trick and take her towel away. I slow my Jimmy down to 20, that's how many wrecks I see there every day. Caused by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I do 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 do. I do 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 do. Oh, I love the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I guess I'm getting bolder, cause I'd rather kiss and hold her than just keep looking at her every day. At 4:45, coffee drinking, eating time, Jimmy shimmied while I woke up the artist that painted the display of the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Doggone that girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Sleepy-headed painter said the girl wasn't real and I'd better get on my way. On Route 66 from the billboard to Chicago, you'll find tiny pieces of my heart scattered devil with joy. Shattered by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I do 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 do. I do 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 do. Do 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 do. I do 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 do.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.